I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Russian authorities said Wednesday a suspect has been detained in the assassination of a senior Russian general on a street in Moscow. The suspect has been identified as a 29-year-old Uzbekistan citizen who has confessed to being personally recruited by Ukraine to carry out the attack on Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov. Kirillov, the chief of the military's nuclear, biological, and chemical protection forces, was killed when a remote-controlled bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment building was detonated. His assistant was also killed in the blast. Kirillov's death came a day after Ukraine Security Service, or SBU, opened a criminal investigation against him, accusing him of directing the use of banned chemical weapons during Russia's nearly three-year-old invasion of Ukraine. An SBU official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, confirmed the agency was behind the attack. An international war crimes prosecutor said Tuesday that evidence emerging from mass grave sites in Syria has exposed a state-run machinery of death under deposed President Bashar al-Assad. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Stephen Rapp visited two mass grave sites in the country. Rapp said he estimates more than 100,000 people were tortured and murdered since 2013. The International Commission on Missing Persons separately said it had received data indicating there may be as many as 66, as of yet unverified, mass grave sites in Syria. Rapp led prosecutions at the Rwanda and Sierra Leone war crimes tribunals. He told Reuters that in Syria, quote, thousands of people were working in this system of killing, and that nothing has been seen like this since the Nazis.
This is VOA News. A schism within the global United Methodist Church has turned deadly in the West African country of Nigeria. The United Methodist News Service says a church member was shot and killed in the northeastern state of Taraba, while the two young children of the overseer of a church-run school and nursery were killed after several homes were set on fire. Another 10 church members were reportedly injured. The news service says the violence stemmed from the church's decision to reverse its ban on same-sex marriage and ordaining LGBTQ clergy. The dispute has led conservative Methodist churches to break away and form a new global Methodist church. Fears are growing in the capital of the Pacific archipelago Vanuatu that the death toll from a powerful earthquake will rise. Eric Dupere, the head of UNICEF's field office in Vanuatu, told Reuters news agency that there are people still blocked inside collapsed buildings in Port Vila. Dupere said another major issue was water contamination.
We already saw this morning an increase of children with diarrhea cases, meaning they have started to drink contaminated water because the water supply has been broken, and that is really a high concern.
At least 14 people, including two Chinese nationals, have died as a result of Tuesday's 7.4 magnitude quake. News outlets say Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan are holding talks on further cementing ties, including a possible merger. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more details.
The talks were first reported by the Nikkei newspaper. An alliance would allow two of Japan's biggest automakers to cooperate over technology as the shift to electric vehicles reshapes the industry. It wasn't immediately clear whether a full union was the ultimate plan, though the Nikkei reports that merger talks were underway. On Tuesday, the two firms released identical statements saying that no merger had been announced, but they admitted to exploring various possibilities for future collaboration. Over the past year, an EV price war launched by Tesla and Chinese rival BYD has made it harder for other firms to make money on the zero-emission vehicles. The industry has also faced stalling demand for electric cars in the US and Europe, and Japan's big exporters all now face the looming prospect of sweeping tariffs under a new Trump administration.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. Each episode focuses on a single topic, offering in-depth analysis and essential context. The Issue connects the dots, helping you understand the bigger picture. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.